to today's episode. This is going to be so much fun. By the end of today's session, I expect you would have written down one or more ideas you can implement into your business. We'll learn a lot about ourselves and the people around us, why things sometimes go off the rails, and what makes working with people work. It's simple. We all have needs. They are basic needs, fundamental needs. They have to be met for things to go smoothly. And if they're not met, the wheels fall off. And we know what that looks like. Today's episode will give you ideas to understand and support all of your relationships, including family, friends, and business. Regardless of where the wheels fall off, if someone's needs are not met, a lot of your time, emotions, and energy will be invested in trying to resolve their problems. How about we prevent them in the first place? As a business owner, you're in the prime position to meet the needs of your customers, suppliers, and employees. It's actually quite a special position to be in. Every investment in this area will result in significant improvements in your business bottom line because you will mitigate one of your greatest risks, your people. Today, we walk through each human need and some great ideas to ensure you meet the needs of the people in and around your business. Get yourself comfy as we dive into today's quick win. Let's do it. Are you ready to work less, stress less, and make more money? I bet you're tired of working really hard, putting in crazy hours, and still not getting the results you know you deserve. How about we swap constant overwhelm for ease and grace and take your business to the next level? Imagine having absolute certainty with every decision you make. There's a way you can achieve it all without losing yourself. I'm Deb Field, Quick Win Coach, Business Boss, and Keep It Simple CEO. I've been successfully taking small, medium, and large businesses to the next level for decades. Want to learn how? Go grab your favorite cuppa. I'm about to share powerful quick wins you can apply today. Let's create business magic with your heart at the center of everything you do. The study of human need psychology tells us there are six universal human needs that drive our behaviour. And Tony Robbins certainly made these popular in his 2006 TED Talk. So the six human needs we are going to dive into today are defined as the following. Number one, certainty, which is the need for security, stability, and reliability. Number two, variety, which is the need for change, stimulation, and challenge. Number three, significance, which is the need to feel acknowledged, recognized, and valued. Number four, connection, which is the need for true belonging and to feel a connection with others. Number five, growth, which is the need to grow, improve, and develop in character, skills, and spirit. And number six, contribution, which is the need to give, to help others, and to make a difference. I really love these. When I sit with these six human needs, I can see how I've related to each one of them in my career, my business decisions, and in life. It's simple stuff really, but sometimes we forget to make these needs a priority. These needs are important enough to be written out and posted at home and in the workplace. There's a show on Apple TV called Ted Lasso, where Ted had the word believe on his team's wall. It became such an important focus of the show. If you haven't seen it, it's one of the most powerful series about success I've ever seen. But I guess the point is, if you've got things that are important to write down and to put in view and to remind yourself, get them written down, get them up on the wall, stick them on the pin board, put them where people can see them and where you can remember them. When we do everything that is feasible to meet the needs of those around us, life changes for the better. There is no question, we are living, breathing, feeling beings. We all have needs and we have the power to meet the needs of others. Rest assured that if you are not meeting your team's needs, your customer needs, or your supplier's needs, the impact on your business will be substantial. And if you're not meeting your own needs, the impact on your life and your business will be overwhelming. To give you an example of what this looks like, I had a friend who was a young, up-and-coming executive assistant in Hollywood. He told me about a time when he was in a story conference with a writer, a producer, and a director. The director was his boss. They were all Academy Award winners. Pretty fancy room. Now, they were trying to solve an issue with the script. My friend had an idea. He voiced it, and the room went silent. And then the writer and producer got it. They responded enthusiastically that his idea had solved the problem. And instead of my friend's boss thanking him and giving him a sense of significance and contribution, he threw his car keys at him and said, "Go get the car washed." This removed his sense of certainty and any chance he may have at growth with this particular boss. Ironically, they use the idea in the movie, but this one egoic gesture from his boss caused so much unnecessary pain. It takes a certain level of maturity, generosity, empathy, and emotional intelligence to respond in a way that meets others' needs. It takes nothing away from us, rarely costs us anything, but gives a whole lot to those around us. Okay, let's get into it. Let's look at each one of the human needs, and I'm going to give you just a few creative ideas that you may be able to apply to your business. And while you're listening, I recommend that you jot down a few ideas of your own and take one or two out of today's episode and see how they go. And over time and distance, really get to understand the six human needs and how you can apply it into your business and at home and in life, etc., etc., etc. So here we go. The six human needs. We're going to start with number one, certainty. How do we create security, stability, and reliability? Let's start with our customers. Here's a few ideas. Perhaps consistent experience. McDonald's absolutely nailed this. So is there a way you can bring consistent experience to your customer? Could be through the website, could be through your shop front. So here's another one. Consistent quality of your products and services. If you're consistent with the quality, your customers will have certainty about your business. So let's see how we can do this with our suppliers. To bring certainty to your suppliers, what if you communicate with them as often as you can? That would give them certainty, wouldn't it? Additionally, why don't you let them know that they're going to be an ongoing supplier for you into the future? Let them know about your 2, 3, 4, 5 year plan. Give them certainty. How do we give certainty to our employees? How about we provide clear roles and responsibilities? There's nothing better than knowing exactly what I'm expected to do in my role. How about we provide them with instructions for things that are quite tedious? How about we pay them on time? How about we communicate regularly about their role in the business? See how that can give them certainty? Okay, let's move on to number two, variety. How do we support change, stimulation, and challenge for our customers, suppliers, and employees? Well, let's start with the customers. How about we give them options? Change the menu at the restaurant, add some specials. Do the same on your website if you've got products to sell. Give them rewards for purchasing new products. That's a great way to give them a variety. What about your suppliers? What if we speak to our suppliers about a business challenge that we're having and ask them if they are able to meet it? That gives them a challenge, gives them something to look at. What if we ask them for improvements on what they supply and collaborate with them? There's an idea. Now, for our employees, what if we get your team involved in any of the changes you're thinking about doing? What if we see if your employees would like to move around in the business to get a bit of variety? Or you could ask your employees to improve the business, seek their input, and follow up on what they say to you or what they share with you or their ideas. I'm going to tell you a little story here. I was consulting with a large organization, and they had 400 sites with employees in all of these sites. It was a very large organization. And they wanted to put together a place where all of their feedback and ideas could come. But what was really interesting is they pulled all these massive sessions together, all these, you know, time-consuming workshops, etc., and they gathered hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ideas. All, no doubt, excellent ideas. However, they didn't have the back end or the people or the money or the time to implement anything. So they stimulated the people, got them all enthused about bringing ideas, but didn't implement anything, didn't get back to anybody, didn't give feedback, didn't thank them. It was all like a bit of a PR exercise. And if you're going to sit down with your employees and ask them for improvement ideas, at least give them feedback to what's happening with it, and at least be willing to consider to implement some of the ideas they share. There's nothing more demoralizing than giving your heart and soul and ideas into a business and nothing happening and nothing coming back. So that's a really important one. So let's go to number three, significance. How do we help them feel acknowledged and recognized and valued? Well, let's start with our customers. Perhaps implement a loyalty system. That's a good way to have them feel recognized and valued. What if you emailed your customers and let them know that they're valued and appreciated and ask for feedback? That's a great way for them to feel recognized. Now, your suppliers. What if you thank your suppliers for what they do for you with no strings attached, just an open thank you? I bet you not many suppliers get that. What if you also recommend your suppliers to others and then let your supplier know why you recommended them and that they should expect a call? They would certainly feel acknowledged and recognized, wouldn't they, and valued. Okay, let's look at our employees. What if we provide them timely, positive feedback and make sure you know if your employee likes it in public or private? It's one thing to give them feedback, but some people get embarrassed in a public, you know, setting. So be really careful with that one. Give them a bonus or a pay rise to thank them for their effort. I remember one time when I was working, this is many decades ago, my boss came up to me and said, "I want you to go and spend this $300 on something special for yourself." I was like, "What?" And he said, "You're just doing such a great job. Just go and buy yourself something, you know, memorable." And I went down to the shops and I bought myself a beautiful watch. It was just an amazing feeling and I certainly felt recognized and valued. And the other one is spend time with your employees and seek their feedback. Ask them what can be done better. Ask them about feedback on your performance. Be open. They're going to feel acknowledged. They're going to feel recognized. They're going to feel valued. Significance is a good one. So let's go to number four, connection. How do we help them feel like they belong and they have a connection with others? So let's start with our customers. What if we create a community? For example, a Facebook group. I know heaps of amazing Facebook groups, which are private, which have incredible communities within, and where you can share and learn and grow, and it's an amazing connection. For your customers, you could create a loyalty system that can work for connection, or you could create a private business event and invite your loyal customers. That's a great way to bring connection. Okay, let's look at our suppliers. What if you invited your supplier to coffee just to get to know them? Just to connect with them. No strings attached. You know, that really nice thing where you really do want to get to know them. And you might find out some amazing things, what's happening in their business, and there might be some synergies there. Let's look at our employees. How do we create belonging and a connection with them? Create a social event at work. Just call a stop to work and put on a relaxed morning tea or a lunch or take the afternoon off and all go to the pub. Whatever floats your boat. And perhaps you could take your employees individually for a coffee every now and then. You pay for it, of course. And what if you spent time outside of work with your employees? For some businesses, this is appropriate. For some, it may not. But that's a good idea too. So let's look at number five, growth. How do we support their needs to grow, improve, and develop in character, skills, and spirit? Well, let's look at our customers. Maybe add free value-add self-improvement elements on your website or your social media profiles. Maybe share books, podcasts, courses you found helpful in your email campaigns. Let's be generous. So let's look at our suppliers. How can we help them? Maybe when you're having coffee with them, share a book that you recently read or some podcasts that you find helpful or courses that you've found helpful and maybe, you know, send them an email every now and then about things that you discover. What about if you shared some of your learnings from your business during your coffee catch-up that may help their business and help them grow? And with your employees, ask them what they'd like to study or learn about to improve their career prospects. Help them grow. Help them discover a future for themselves. And what about if you engage them in special projects to learn new skills? What about if you invite them to be in the room when you have professional speakers come to your business? Be generous. Richard Branson said, Train your people well enough so they can leave, but treat them well enough so they don't want to. He believes his employees come before his customers because he knows that happy employees create happy customers. Okay, we've got our last one here, contribution. How do we support the need to give, to help people and make a difference? Well, for your customers, let them know that you give a portion of your profits to charity so they know that when they buy, they're supporting something better or they're supporting something outside of themselves. Let your customers know that by them participating in your business, there's more opportunities for jobs for other people. Now, that's a nice thing, right? That helps others. Now, how about your suppliers? What if you let your suppliers know what their products help you do? How many business owners do you think tell their suppliers about that? Maybe you could invite your suppliers to participate in your charity efforts, if that's what you like to do. So let's look at our employees. Let your employees know about your greater mission, your greater business mission and what you're doing and why you're doing it and the impact you wish to make in the world and that they are part of something great. Let your employees know that their efforts are appreciated and respected and they make a difference. Everything they do makes a difference. And reward your employees. Say thank you. Thank you for what they do. Be specific. You know, if you've got someone that's, you know, stayed late to get something across the line, give them a phone call. Hey, I just heard that you stayed late. Thanks so much. You got this across the line. It makes a big difference to our business, but I appreciate you greatly. Let them know for real that you know exactly what they're up to and how much difference they've brought into your business. Let them know. Speak from your heart. So in closing, an article in Forbes magazine reminds me that if you meet more than one of your customer needs, you're on your way to customer loyalty. If you meet more than two, you might just be on the path to the customer holy grail. Human needs are so important. Think about when your needs are not met and how you feel. Let's turn the table on this. So your business success is directly related to how well you meet the six human needs of your customers, your suppliers, and your employees. Look, of course, you're not responsible for everything for them, right? But you can do the best you can do. None of these ideas are difficult or expensive. They are simply thoughtful ways to treat the amazing humans in and around your business. The same applies to your family, friends, and acquaintances. Keep your eye out for needs not being met and meet them. Be that amazing friend, that amazing boss, or that amazing partner. Meet the needs of others and your life will change forever. I must say this though, when you're meeting the needs of others, it should never be at the expense of yourself. Some of you out there like to help others at the expense of yourself, maybe a little too often. This is not what I'm suggesting. Look for opportunities and enjoy the creative ways you work with the people in and around your business. And never underestimate the difference it can make when you meet the human needs of others. I hope you enjoyed today's quick win, and I hope you bring some of these amazing ideas and some of the other ones that you've come up with, no doubt, during this episode into your life and into your business. All the best and have a great day. I hope you loved today's episode and it provides value to you and your business. There are two quick things you can do to pay it forward. One, share this episode with other women you know and love. And two, take 30 seconds to leave a review on Apple Podcast. This will enable more women in business to receive this valuable information. Let's share the love. Finally, go to quickwinsforbusiness.com, get your free business checklist and join our private Facebook community, where I'll be sharing additional quick win tools. Let's work together. Join me here next week with another exciting episode sharing more quick wins for your business. Have a great day.